If you live in Michigan, you or someone you know probably loves to camp. It has certainly been popular for generations, and researchers at U of M say spending more time outdoors can lead to mental health benefits. Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott explored why camping remains a beloved Michigan pastime and how nature can make us healthier.
Brighton Recreation Area is just one of many state parks in Michigan. Walking down its forested trails, you can hear the chirps of birds high in the trees, and you can smell the sweetness of cedar and the charcoal scent of bonfires. Scientists now think that sensations like these and spending time outside can be therapeutic. Amy Heckey is camping with her family, and she agrees that the scenery is the best part.
I think it helps us connect with each other. Yeah. And there's something very peaceful about the sounds and the smells, and it helps us relax.
Amy's been camping all her life, and now she's passed it down to her three children, Bethany, Megan, and Samuel, who all love it. Samuel's in fifth grade. He loves video games and electronics, but says camping is just as fun.
I just like being able to be outdoors and not being attracted to every device I see. I just find it nice. Just being able to, like...
This fifth grader is saying the same thing that doctors and health researchers are starting to find out. Dr. Sarah Warber is a clinical professor of family medicine at the University of Michigan. She's worked on several studies looking at how exposure to the outdoors can change mental health.
Being out in nature stimulates more of our senses and seems to produce the kind of relaxation that helps us to feel better or even exhilarated.
That may sound obvious to anyone who likes to get outdoors for those very reasons, but Warber's work was one of the first large-scale studies to test the old adage that fresh air can be good for us. Warber and her colleagues studied members of a nature walking program. People who regularly walked in nature settings like parks reported feeling relaxed and less stressed. But the most impressive findings came from participants in the study who went through some sort of life crisis, like a divorce or death in the family. For those people, the mental boost from walking in nature eventually outweighed any lingering negative effect.
Basically, walking in nature brings them back to zero, as if they did not have that stressful life event.
And researchers in Australia have recently found that spending even 30 minutes a week outdoors can lower the risk of high blood pressure and depression. Megan Heckey is the youngest member of her family. But weekend camping trips have already given her an appreciation for the outdoors.
I like fishing a lot and riding my bike.
But what do you think it is about being in nature that's so cool?
Flowers?
As humans, we seem to be drawn to nature. Megan says so herself, and so does Dr. Sarah Warber. In the campground, there are dozens of families besides the Heckeys. In fact, nearly every site is full, but it's still peaceful. A few kids out on the playground is about as wild as it gets. Everyone else has come to relax and to enjoy the outdoors. It's what the Heckeys have been telling me all along. Put down the phone, smell some flowers. It'll probably be good for you. For Stateside, I'm Tyler Scott.